Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Voicecraft, Zero-Shot Speech Editing and Text-to-Speech in the Wild. Authored 2024 by Puyuan Peng, Po Yao Huang, Daniel Lee, Abdulrahman Muhammad, David F. Harwath. Abstract. We introduce VOICE Circa Raft, a token infilling neural codec language model that achieves state-of-the-art performance on both speech editing and zero-shot text-to-speech, TTS, on audiobooks, internet videos, and podcasts. 1. VOICE Circa Raft employs a transformer decoder architecture and introduces a token rearrangement procedure that combines causal masking and delayed stacking to enable generation within an existing sequence. On speech editing tasks, VOICE Circa Raft produces edited speech that is nearly indistinguishable from unedited recordings in terms of naturalness, as evaluated by humans. For zero-shot TTS, our model outperforms prior SOTA models including Vale and the popular commercial model XTTS-V2. Crucially, the models are evaluated on challenging and realistic datasets that consist of diverse accents, speaking styles, recording conditions, and background noise and music, and our model performs consistently well compared to other models and real recordings. In particular, for speech editing evaluation, we introduce a high-quality, challenging, and realistic dataset named REAL-EDIT. We encourage readers to listen to the demos at https://jasonppy.github.io/voicecraft_web. 1. Introduction. We introduce VOICE Circa Raft, a transformer-based neural codec language model, NCLM, that performs infilling generation of neural speech codec tokens auto-regressively conditioned on bidirectional context. VOICE Circa Raft achieves state-of-the-art, SOTA, performance on both speech editing, shown in Fig. 1, and zero-shot TTS. Our method is based on a two-step token rearrangement procedure that consists of a causal masking step and delayed stacking step. The causal masking technique is inspired by the success of causal masked multimodal model in joint text image modeling, Agajanian et al., 2022, and our proposed technique works for speech codec sequences, which enables autoregressive generation with bidirectional context. In addition, we further integrate causal masking with delayed stacking, Haritonev et al., 2021a, Kopet et al., 2023, as our proposed token rearrangement procedure, to ensure efficient multi-codebook modeling. To evaluate speech editing, we manually crafted a first-of-its-kind, realistic, and challenging dataset named REAL-EDIT. REAL-EDIT consists of 310 real-world speech editing examples, with waveforms sourced from audiobooks, Zen et al., 2019, YouTube videos, Chen et al., 2021a, and Spotify podcasts, Clifton et al., 2020, and duration ranging from 5 seconds to 12 seconds. To create the target transcripts, the transcripts of the source speech are edited in such a way that the edited transcripts remain grammatically correct and are semantically coherent. The dataset is designed to cover a wide range of editing scenarios, including insertion, deletion, substitution, and multi-span editing, with the length of the edited text ranging from 1 word to 16 words. Compared to commonly used speech synthesis evaluation datasets that only contain audiobooks such as VCTK, Yamagishi et al., 2019, LJ Speech, Ito and Johnson, 2017, and Libri TTS, Zen et al., 2019, REAL-EDIT is more challenging in that the recordings have diverse content, accents, speaking styles, recording conditions, and background sounds. We believe that the realism and diversity of REAL-EDIT makes it a reliable indicator of the practicality of speech editing models in the real world. In the subjective human listening tests, VOICE Circa Raft significantly outperforms prior SOTA speech editing model on REAL-EDIT. Importantly, the edited speech produced by VOICE Circa Raft is nearly indistinguishable from the original unedited recording in terms of naturalness. We found that VOICE Circa Raft generalizes well to zero-shot TTS without any fine-tuning, achieving SOTA performance on a dataset comprised of audiobooks and YouTube videos, outperforming strong baselines including reproduced Vale, Wang et al., 2023a, and the popular commercial model XTTS-V2, Koki, 2023. In summary, our contributions are: 1. We introduce VOICE Circareft, a neural codec language model for speech editing that generates synthesized speech that is nearly indistinguishable from in-the-wild recordings according to human listeners. We also release the code and model weights for versus OICE Circareft. 2. We show that VOICE Circareft generalizes well to zero-shot TTS without fine-tuning. 3. We release a high-quality, challenging, and realistic speech editing evaluation dataset REAL-EDIT. 2. Related work. Neural Codec Language Models, NCLM, and Zero-Shot TTS. Tokenizing speech signals into sequences of learnable, discrete units and then training a language model on the resulting unit sequences was initially proposed in the context of textless NLP, Xu et al., 2021, Lakosha et al., 2021, Haritonev et al., 2021b, Nguyen et al., 2022, where the goal is to perform NLP tasks directly on spoken utterances without the need to first transcribe the speech into text. Recently, NCLMs that operates on tokens from residual vector quantization, RVQ, based models, Zegador et al., 2021, DeFosses et al., 2022, attract increased attention due to its high-quality generation. For example, AudioLM, Borsos et al., 2022a, exhibits strong performance on long-term coherent speech continuation. Zero-shot TTS is a task where a model needs to synthesize speech in a target voice which was unseen during training, given only the target transcript and a short reference recording of the target voice. Framing zero-shot TTS as transcript-conditioned speech continuation, Vale, Wang et al., 2023a, and Spear TTS, Haritonev et al., 2023, are the first applications of NCLMs on this task, significantly outperforming non-NCLM approaches. Zhang et al., 2023, extends VAL-E to cross-lingual TTS. Guo et al., 2022, Yang et al., 2023, Liu et al., 2023, Ji et al., 2023, Lith and King, 2024, adapt NCLM's style-controlled speech synthesis. Song et al., 2024, Du et al., 2024b, enhance phoneme alignment in NCLMs to reduce error. Wang et al., 2023b, proposes a unified NCLM for both speech generation and recognition tasks. Borsos et al., 2023, proposes an efficient parallel decoding method. NCLMs have also been successfully applied to other audio domains. Crook et al., 2022, applies NCLM to sound effects generation, and Agostinelli et al., 2023, Donahue et al., 2023, Garcia et al., 2023, Copet et al., 2023, use NCLMs for music generation. Speech editing. This task requires a model to alter words or phrases within an utterance to match a target transcript, but the regions of the original speech not targeted for editing must remain unchanged, see Fig. 1 for an example. Early methods achieve text-guided speech insertion and substitution by combining a single-speaker TTS model and a voice conversion model to generate desired speech segment, which is then concatenated with unedited part, Jin et al., 2017. Since the generation is not conditioned on the unedited part of the speech, the result sounds unnatural due to prosody mismatch and boundary artifacts, Morrison et al., 2021. More recent speech editing models have attempted to condition their generation on surrounding speech context. Tan et al., 2021, uses two unidirectional LSTM models with bidirectional fusion. Wang et al., 2022, Bai et al., 2022, Borsos et al., 2022b, uses the masked reconstruction objective with convolutional or transformer models to further improve contextualization. Fluent Speech, Zhang et al., 2023b, is a diffusion-based speech editing model that achieves SOTA performance on speech editing on Libre TTS and VCTK. The research community starts to investigate the possibility of having a unified model for both zero-shot TTS and speech editing. Yin et al., 2022, Zhang et al., 2023a, propose modular models for the two tasks, while our model is end-to-end. Concurrent Work Speech, Wang et al., 2023c, adapt. VAL-E by prompt tuning for a range of tasks including speech editing and zero-shot TTS, but no human evaluation is conducted in their paper. Concurrent Work UniCats, Du et al., 2024a, is a diffusion-based modular model for the two tasks. However, their model is only evaluated on masked speech reconstruction of span length less than 2 seconds, while our model is evaluated on as much as 16 words editing. VoiceBox, Le et al., 2023, is a recent flow matching-based model capable of a wide range of tasks including speech editing and zero-shot TTS. However, the speech editing capability is not evaluated in their paper, and only shown in their demo page. We therefore compare our model's editing results with VoiceBox's on our demo page using on the same examples from their demo page. 3. Method. VoiceBox Circa Raft casts both sequence infilling, for speech editing, and continuation, for zero-shot TTS, as a simple left-to-right language modeling by rearranging neural codecs output tokens. The rearrangement involves two steps. 1. Causal masking, section 3.1, to enable autoregressive continuation, infilling with bidirectional context, and 2. Delayed stacking, section 3.2, to ensure efficient multi-codebook modeling. VoiceBox Circa Raft employs decoder-only transformers and is trained with an autoregressive sequence prediction, section 3.3. We introduce the inference setup for speech editing and zero-shot TTS in section 3.4. 3.1 Rearrangement Step 1, Causal Masking, as shown on the left-hand side of Fig. 2, given a continuous speech waveform as input, we first use encodec, DeFosses et al., 2022, to quantize it into a T by K codec matrix X, where T is the number of temporal frames, and K is the number of RVQ codebooks. X can be written as X1, XT, where XT is a vector of length K representing the codes from different codebooks at time step T, and we assume that code from codebook K models the residual from codebook K-1. During training, our goal is to randomly mask some span of tokens, XTO, XT1, and then auto-regressively predict these masked tokens conditioned on all of the unmasked tokens. This is a problem when T1 less than T, because we cannot condition on future outputs when performing auto-regressive generation. We need to modify the masking on X so that it is causal, by moving the span to be masked to the end of the sequence, so that when infilling these tokens the model can condition on both past and future unmasked tokens, Agajanian et al., 2022. The procedure outlined above can be trivially extended to multiple masked spans by simply moving all masked spans to the end of the sequence. The number of spans to be masked n is sampled from Poisson, lambda, and then for each span, we sample a span length L tilde operator uniform, 1, L. Finally, we randomly select the locations of the spans within X under the constraint that they do not overlap with each other. The selected n spans are then replaced with mask tokens open angle bracket M1 close angle bracket. Open angle bracket MN close angle bracket. The original tokens within these masked spans are moved to the end of the sequence X, with each span preceded by its corresponding mask token. Consider this example. Let X equals X1, X6, and imagine we wish to mask a single span from X2 to X4. The original sequence X is rearranged into Y equals Y1, open angle bracket M1 close angle bracket, Y2, open angle bracket M1 close angle bracket, Y3, where Y1 equals X1, Y2 equals X5, X6, and Y3 equals X2, X3, X4. We call Y1 and Y2 the unmasked spans, and Y3 the masked span. An end of span or EOS token is added to the end of each masked span, in this example at the end of Y3, and an end of utterance or EOU token is added to the end of the utterance, i.e. Y2. For simplicity, we do not explicitly denote these special tokens and assume they are part of the spans. 3.2 Rearrangement Step 2, Delayed Stacking. After the causal masking token rearrangement, each time step of the rearranged matrix Y is vector of K tokens. Copet et al., 2023, observed that when performing autoregressive generation over stacked RVQ tokens, it is advantageous to apply a delay pattern so that the prediction of codebook K at time T can be conditioned on the prediction of codebook K-1 from the same time step. We take a similar approach which we describe here. Assume a span YS is of shape LS times K. Applying the delay pattern rearranges it into ZS equals ZS, 0, ZS, 1, ZS, LS plus K-1, where ZS, T, T element of LS plus K-1, is defined as 2, ZS, T equals YS, T, 1, YS, T plus 1, 2, YS, T minus K plus 1, K, 1, where YS, T minus K plus 1, K denotes the token located at coordinate T minus K plus 1, K, in matrix YS, i.e. the KTH codebook entry at the T minus K plus 1, TH timestep. To make sure that for all T element of LS plus K minus 1, ZS, T contains K valid tokens, we introduce a special learnable, empty, 2, N, represents integer set, 0, 1, N. Token and define YS, T minus K plus 1, K, empty, for all T element of S, S less than K union S minus K plus 1 greater than LS. Note that the mask tokens are not part of any span and are not changed during delayed stacking. We define the resulting matrix of delayed stacking Z equals Z1, open angle bracket M1 close angle bracket. Z2, open angle bracket M1 close angle bracket. Open angle bracket MS minus 1 2 close angle bracket. ZS, assuming Y consists of S spans. See the diagram for Z in Fig. 2 for an illustration. 3.3. Modeling. As shown in the right-hand side of Fig. 2, we use a transformer decoder to model Z autoregressively, conditioned on transcript of the speech W. Therefore, the input to the decoder is W, Z, where, denotes concatenation. At timestep T of span S in codec matrix Z, the model predicts all K tokens of ZS, T simultaneously, by using KMLP heads to project the transformer's final hidden state to K sets of logits, one for each of the K codebooks. Note that the prediction is conditioned on transcript W, and all tokens in Z before ZS, T, denoted as HS, T. Mathematically, the transformer decoder models the factorized conditional distribution of Z, where theta represent the parameters of the model. Equation 2 is the autoregressive factorization across time, while equation 3 is the factorization across codebooks given an independence assumption given W and HS, T. The KRVQ codes in ZS, T are assumed to be independent of each other. We argue in Appendix D that this assumption is mild. With the token-level probability formulation in equation 3, we derive the training loss as the negative log likelihood L, theta, equals minus log P theta, Z, W, equals minus PKK equals 1 LK, theta. Empirically, we found that weighting the first residual codebooks more than the latter codebooks leads to better performance, and therefore our final loss is L, theta, equals PKK equals 1 alpha K LK, theta, where alpha K, KK equals 1 are tunable hyperparameters. Note that we follow Agajanian et al., 2022, and calculate the prediction loss on all tokens, not just the tokens in the masked spans, except for masked tokens and empty tokens. 3.4. Inference. Speech editing. The setting for speech editing is the following. We have a speech recording R and its transcript W, and we want the model to modify only the relevant spans of R so that it matches the target transcript W. We assume that W is an edited version of W, where some words have been inserted, substituted, or deleted. This task is almost exactly the same as the training task, with two differences. 1. During training, the input transcript is simply the transcript of the original recording W, while during inference it is a modified transcript W. 2. During training, the spans to be masked, i.e. edited, are chosen randomly. During inference, we select them by comparing the original transcript and the target transcript to identify the words that should be masked out, and then use the word-level forced alignment of the original transcript to identify the codec token spans that correspond to these words to be masked. To ensure a smooth transition, Table 1. Examples of the speech editing dataset REL-EDIT. More examples are shown in Table 8. Edit types original edited deletion. I wrote the title of the course many years ago, when I created this course. I wrote the title when I created this course. Insertion and we're at this point. And we're all extremely excited at this point. Substitution. Substitution, see why it's extremely valuable to it's kind of like having a wall hack to watch a demo. See why it's extremely important, right? It's kind of like having a rough time to watch a demo. Between the edited speech and the unedited speech, the neighboring words surrounding the span to be edited also need to be slightly modified in order to model co-articulation effects. Therefore, we specify a small margin hyperparameter E, and extend the mask span length by E on both the left and right sides 3. During autoregressive generation, we feed the model the target transcript with all unmasked spans, with mask tokens inserted in the locations where the edits should take place. We then have the model autoregressively continue this sequence, whereby it fills in the masked spans. The generated codec tokens are then spliced back into their correct location in the utterance, and we map the complete codec token sequence back to a waveform using the encodec decoder network. Zero-shot TTS. As we previously noted, zero-shot TTS for our model is straightforward because it simply corresponds to performing an insertion edit at the end of the original utterance. In this case, the model is provided a voice prompt with its transcription, as well as the target transcript of the speech to be generated. The three inputs are concatenated together and fed to the model, after which it generates the codec sequence of the target transcript auto-regressively. 4. REAL-EDIT, a realistic and challenging speech editing dataset. To support as realistic an evaluation as possible, we constructed a first-of-its-kind dataset of 310 manually crafted speech editing examples. Each example consists of a tuple, original audio, original transcript, edited transcript. The dataset contains 100 utterances from Libri TTS, Dev Clean and Dev Other. Zen et al. 2019. 100 utterances from YouTube, from Gigaspeech Test Set. Chen et al. 2021a, and 110 utterances from the Spotify podcast dataset, Clifton et al. 2020. We manually, 3 for substitution and deletion, the spans that are to be masked are just those words that are different from the target plus the margin. For insertion, the spans are just left and right margin spanning from the middle of the two words where the insertion happens. Check the utterances for accuracy, then had native English speakers revise them to create edited transcripts. For each utterance, we determine the type of modification using predefined probability distributions of editing type, number of disjoint spans to be edited, and editing span length. Specifically, we study the following categories: 1. Number of edited spans, 1 or 2, 2. Type of edits, insertion, deletion and substitution. 3. Editing span length. Short, 1-2 words. Medium, 3-6 words. Long, 7-12 words. Crucially, a edited transcript must be grammatically correct and semantically coherent. Examples of the dataset are shown in Table 1 and 8, and statistics are shown in Table 2. 5.1. Setup. Data, Gigaspeech training set, Chen et al., 2021a, is used as the training data, which contains 9,000 hours of audiobooks, podcasts, and YouTube videos at 16 kHz audio sampling rate. Audio files that shorter than 2 seconds are dropped. For ablation studies, we use the mask reconstruction task, and a 1,000 utterance random subset of Gigaspeech validation set as the testing utterances, detailed in Section C. For speech editing evaluation, we use the proposed REAL-EDIT dataset. For zero-shot TTS evaluation, we constructed a 250 prompt transcript paired dataset from Libri TTS, Zen et al. 2019, and the YouTube portion of the Gigaspeech test set, with half of the examples drawn from each dataset. The length of each voice prompt is kept as close as possible to 3 seconds long, with the constraint applied. Baselines. For speech editing, we compare VOICE circa Raft with the diffusion-based model Fluent Speech, Zhang et al. 2023b. Which is the current open-source SOTA model for speech editing. Since the original Fluent Speech model is trained on Libri TTS, for a fair comparison, we took the official GitHub repo and trained the model on Gigaspeech. Please find more details in Section C. For zero-shot TTS, we compare our VOICE circa Raft with VOL-E, Wang et al. 2023a, XTTS V2, Koki, 2023, Your TTS, Casanova et al. 2021, and Fluent Speech. Since the original VOL-E is not open-sourced, we use the code from the popular open-source implementation by Li, 2023, and also trained the model on Gigaspeech. XTTS V2 is a popular commercial zero-shot TTS model 4 trained on a mixture of publicly available data and web-crawled data, although the exact data sources are unknown. Your TTS is trained on VCTK, Libri TTS, and also French and Portuguese corpora. Metrics. For ablation studies, since ground truth waveform is avaliable, in addition to WER, using whisper medium. N as the Osser model, we use MEL septal distortion, MCD, F0 distance, F0. Table 4. Performance comparison on speech editing. Intelligibility MOS Naturalness MOS. Model WER Libri TTS YouTube Spotify Total Libri TTS YouTube Spotify Total. Fluent Speech 4.53.89 plus or minus 0.094.08 plus or minus 0.083.95 plus or minus 0.083.97 plus or minus 0.053.42 plus or minus 0.104.07 plus or minus 0.103.93 plus or minus 0.103.81 plus or minus 0.06 volts OICE circa raft 6.14.05 plus or minus 0.084.14 plus or minus 0.074.12 plus or minus 0.074.11 plus or minus 0.053.68 plus or minus 0.104.25 plus or minus 0.094.16 plus or minus 0.084.03 plus or minus 0.05. Original 5.44.22 plus or minus 0.074.30 plus or minus 0.074.16 plus or minus 0.084.22 plus or minus 0.053.84 plus or minus 0.094.35 plus or minus 0.084.29 plus or minus 0.084.17 plus or minus 0.05. 100 insertion substitution deletion. 39.11% voicecraft 17.78% neutral 43.11% original 40.46% voicecraft 16.65% neutral 42.89% original 40.77% voicecraft 15.77% neutral 43.46% original 0.204060801002 spans 7 to 12 words 3 to 6 words 1 to 2 words. 40.00% voicecraft 13.00% neutral 47.00% original 41.95% voicecraft 13.66% neutral 44.39% original 39.52% voicecraft 17.28% neutral 43.20% original 39.68% voicecraft 19.37% neutral 40.95% original. Figure 3. Breakdown of side-by-side human preference on naturalness comparing VOICE circa raft edited speech and the original speech. Grouped by edit type, left, and edit span length, right, and energy distance, energy. These are all objective metrics and their definitions are detailed in section C. For speech editing and zero-shot TTS evaluation, we use a combination of objective and subjective metrics. For the objective metrics, we used WER and speaker similarity, SIM, following prior works. Wang et al. 2023a. Haritonev et al. 2023. SIM is calculated using the WAVLMTDCNN. Chen et al. 2021b. WER and SIM are calculated on all 310 utterances in REOL EDIT, and 250 utterances in the zero-shot TTS dataset. For our subjective evaluation, we use the Amazon Mechanical Turk platform to conduct human listening tests. For speech editing, the outputs of our model on all 310 utterances from REOL EDIT are evaluated by Turkers in terms of naturalness and intelligibility, and we use a 5-point Likert scale where 1 means poor and 5 means excellent. We also perform side-by-side A, B testing of VOICE circa raft S output against the original, non-edited, speech, as well as the edited speech produced by Fluent Speech. In both cases, Turkers were asked to determine which utterance sounds more natural. The Turkers can choose either one of the two, or indicate that they are equally natural. Each evaluation received 5 ratings from 5 different Turkers. For zero-shot TTS, we randomly sampled 80 utterances, 40 from Libre TTS and 40 from YouTube, from the original evaluation set, and asked Turkers to rate the naturalness, intelligibility, and speaker similarity of the generated speech to the reference prompt on a 5-point Likert scale. Each evaluation received 10 ratings. For all evaluations except the side-by-side comparison, mean opinion score, MOS, with 95% confidence interval are reported. For the side-by-side comparison, we report the percentage of the time one model is preferred over the other. 64 and 59 Turkers participated in speech editing and TTS evaluation respectively. Please refer to Section E for instructions and participants' description. 5.2. Ablations. In Table 3, we see that larger model sizes lead to better performance across all metrics. In addition, we see a bigger gap between the bigger models, indicating the potential of further scaling model, and possibly training data, sizes. For the impact of codebook reweighting, and we see that weighting earlier codebook heavier leads to better performance on intelligibility-related metrics WER and MCD, while worse performance on prosody-related metrics F0 and Energy 5. We choose weight 5, 1, 0, 5, 0, 1 in our final 830M model because anecdotally, we found that VOICE circa REFT is stronger in prosody compared to intelligibility. Similar properties about NCLMs are also found in Zhang et al. 2023a, Song et al. 2024, Du et al. 2024b, 5.3 speech editing results. Table 4 shows the results of speech editing evaluation in terms of WER and human preference. 5. This can be regarded as a probing results that shows the properties of different codebooks in RVQ models. Since this is not the focus of our work, we do not conduct further experiment on this direction. Table 6. On the zero-shot TTS task, comparing VOICE circa REFT with other models. Human listeners rate Lieberts's naturalness lower than YouTube and Spotify on original speech. Results on TTS is consistent with this. This suggests that to better evaluate speech synthesis in general, the research community should consider evaluating on other speech domains besides audiobooks as is commonly done. Table 5 presents side-by-side utterance naturalness comparison of VOICE circa REFT versus fluent speech and VOICE circa REFT versus the original, unedited speech. We observe that VOICE circa REFT is preferred over fluent speech 56.1% of the time, with an additional 19.7% of the time the two are tied. This means that 75.9% of the time, human listeners think VOICE circa REFT produces equal or more natural speech than fluent speech. Impressively, human listeners judge the edited speech produced by VOICE circa REFT to be equally or more natural than the original unedited speech 56.4% of the time. Fig. 4 shows the breakdown of the side-by-side comparisons by edit type and edit span length. We see that compared to the original speech, VOICE circa REFT performs consistently well across different edit types, but human listeners think its outputs are slightly less natural with longer edit spans. Table 6 shows both objective and subjective evaluation on zero-shot TTS. We observe that VOICE circa REFT achieves the best results in both automatic speaker similarity metric SIM and all human evaluation metrics. In particular, VOICE circa REFT is only slightly worse than ground truth in terms of intelligibility MOS 4.23 versus S 4.39 and speaker similarity MOS 4.34 versus S 4.44, the gap on naturalness is larger between versus OICE circa REFT and ground truth, 4.17 versus S. 4.48, especially on YouTube utterances, which highlights the challenges of zero-shot TTS on noisy, in the wild data. The commercial model XTTS V2 comes second in terms of intelligibility and naturalness, and second to last on speaker similarity MOS. Vol-E achieves the second best on both automatic metric SIM and subjective metric speaker similarity MOS. Similarly to the speech editing results, ground truth YouTube utterances receive higher MOS scores than ground truth Libre TTS utterances in Table 6, which again suggests that we should consider using more diverse data for future speech synthesis model evaluation. Lastly, we again observe that fluent speech achieves lower WER than the ground truth, but receives much lower ratings in terms of intelligibility MOS from human listeners, indicating that WER could be misleading in evaluating intelligibility of speech synthesis system 7.6. Conclusion. We introduce a neural codec language model VOICE circa REFT that achieves state-of-the-art performance on speech editing and zero-shot TTS on in-the-wild data. The key lies in an innovative token rearrangement procedure which enables efficient and effective autoregressive codec generation with bidirectional context. In addition, we introduce a first-of-its-kind high-quality, challenging, and realistic speech editing dataset REL-EDIT, which we believe can reliably measure the practicality of speech editing models. 7. Limitations. Given the advancement of made by VOICE circa REFT, there are still limitations. First and foremost is the long silence and scratching sound that occasionally occur during generation. Although in this work, we overcome it with sampling multiple utterances and selecting the shorter ones, more elegant and efficient methods are needed. Another important aspect is AI safety. How can we watermark and detect synthesized speech? While watermarking and deepfake detection has attracted increasing attention in the research community, and remarkable progress has been made. Zhang et al., 2020. Yamagishi et al., 2021, Chen et al., 2023, Roman et al., 2024, more advanced models such as VOICE Circa Raft presents new opportunities and challenges to safety research. To facilitate speech synthesis and AI safety research, we fully open source our codebase and model weights. 8. Ethical implications. The speech synthesis model VOICE Circa Raft introduced in this work has both positive and negative implications. On the positive side, VOICE Circa Raft holds the promise of significant benefits across several domains. For individuals with speech impairments or who have lost the use of their voice, VOICE Circa Raft could be transformative, enabling these individuals new ways to communicate with ease and clarity that were previously not possible. Content creators, whether they work in education, video production, or podcasting, could leverage VOICE Circa Raft to streamline their editing processes, making it easier to produce high-quality content without the need to re-record takes when they contain a small mistake. Furthermore, VOICE Circa Raft's ability to handle diverse accents without compromising on quality opens up new possibilities for creating synthetic data. This could, in turn, enhance speech recognition systems, such as VoiceBox, Le et al., 2023, by providing them with a richer and more varied dataset to learn from, thereby improving their accuracy and accessibility to users worldwide. However, the potential negative impacts of VOICE Circa Raft cannot be overlooked. One of the primary concerns is the model's potential to exacerbate existing biases, particularly those related to ethnicity. If not carefully monitored and corrected, these biases could lead to unequal performance across different groups, perpetuating and possibly even worsening existing disparities. Moreover, the ease with which voices can be cloned raises serious concerns about misuse, including impersonation and fraud. The ability to replicate someone's voice with only a few seconds of reference audio could be exploited to commit crimes or spread misinformation, posing significant ethical and security challenges. As such, while the benefits of VOICE Circa Raft are clear and substantial, it is imperative to approach its deployment with caution, ensuring that measures are in place to mitigate these risks and protect against potential misuse. Despite the concerns regarding impersonation and fraud associated with VOICE Circa Raft, there are compelling reasons to advocate for its release. Foremost among these is the opportunity it presents for the broader research community and technology developers to better understand and mitigate these negative impacts. By making these methods open source, we can catalyze the development of more robust countermeasures against the misuse of voice cloning technologies. This collaborative approach allows for the rapid identification of vulnerabilities and the exploration of innovative strategies to address them. Moreover, the authors of this work fully committed to advancing the field responsibly. We are actively working on pioneering deepfake detection and watermarking algorithms specifically designed for synthetic speech. By doing so, we not only acknowledge the potential risks associated with our technology but also take concrete steps to ensure its ethical use. This dual approach of open collaboration and dedicated research into safeguarding mechanisms reflects our commitment to fostering a technological ecosystem where the benefits of voice cloning can be realized while minimizing its potential for harm. 9. Acknowledgements. We thank Zhaoyi Zhang for providing guidance in running inference within scaling up the Fluent speech model. We thank students at Salt Lab of UT Austin for helpful discussions.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.